If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Last Sunday, on September 8th, we began our new Sunday school year. It was the greatest beginning in the 21-year history of Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad to know that 544 people answered the roll call for our Sunday school attendance last Sunday. We're rejoicing in all the good things God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church and this new 1974-75 Sunday school year promises by every standard of measure to be the greatest year in our history. The Lord added 12 people to our church rolls last Sunday. And some of the greatest crowds in the history of the church attended the worship services last Lord's Day. The spirit of revival is truly prevailing here at Worth Baptist Church. Our God is a great God. He's promised to do great things for us. And God is really doing those things during these days. You will recall that we announced our Sunday school theme for this new Sunday school year. Nothing is impossible with God. We've claimed that promise. We believe the words of Jesus who said, with God, nothing is impossible. And my friend, in your life, you can claim that promise today, not only in the life and ministry of the church, but in your own life. And we're glad today that the Word of God is just as true and just as appropriate and just as applicable today as it was the day it was written. You see, the Bible never changes. Men change, institutions change, fads and fashions and governments and empires and all of these things change, but God remains the same. And the truth of the Bible is yours today. We're excited about what God is going to do for us in the days to come. We're looking forward to this fall season being the greatest season of enlargement and growth in our history. In fact, it would not surprise us but what God would give us 1,000 in Sunday school before the fall season is up. We're just thrilled and praising God for all of the opportunities that He's afforded us to serve Him. We are now instituting a sign language class for our deaf friends in the area. So my friend, if you know someone who is a deaf mute, why not give them the message that Worth Baptist Church has the sign language class, and we'd be happy for them to come and study the Word of God and worship God with us. Our tape ministry is enlarging week by week, and our city evangelism program is being launched this week. Our new city evangelism director, Brother Larry Bell, is planning for some great things as we reach the city for Christ during these days. Our youth program is taking on new dimensions as our new youth director, Brother Tom Minnick, begins this week. So we're offering to the community and to the city a well-rounded program of Bible teaching, of Bible preaching, of fellowship, of evangelism, and all of this leads to our worldwide evangelistic effort through our more than 60 missionary families around the world. In addition to that, we are, of course, helping to support the Arlington Baptist College. I do not know of a college anywhere in America that will do more for your young people than Arlington Baptist College. It has been my privilege to be connected with the college and with the Bible Baptist Seminary for 15 years as a professor, and God is marvelously blessing. We have a record enrollment this year. And let me say to you, young person, if you're looking for a place where you can receive a Christian education in a Christian environment, you'll find it at Arlington Baptist College, 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. We'd be happy to entertain your letters or your calls about Arlington Baptist College. We just believe the time has come when young people need to be trained in a Christian atmosphere. We're rejoicing over what God is doing for the entire World Baptist Fellowship and for all of our pastors and all of our churches across the nation and around the world. But right here at home, in our own church, we rejoice that God is giving us such a tremendous spirit of revival. Today begins our Golden Victory Enlargement Campaign. We're looking forward through the month of September and into October for a tremendous growth, reaching many people for Christ. Our goal and our aim is to win more people to Christ as we evangelize in the city than we've ever won before. And we believe that you would be happy to be a part of such a program and such a ministry as this. So today, we invite you to come and share these good things with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized, carefully supervised. It is directed by our assistant pastor, Brother Ray DeBoer. I believe you'd find today an inspiring and challenging time in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, where there's a class for every age and every grade level for every member of your family. Remember, the textbook is the Word of God, and our theme in the Sunday school, our motto in the Sunday school, teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme again for this new year, with God, nothing is impossible. Our Sunday morning worship service is designed to meet your spiritual needs. We meet at 11 o'clock, our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And then on Wednesday evening, our midweek worship service at 7:30. All of these services have been planned and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit designed to meet your individual spiritual needs. If ever before in the history of our nation, in the history of our state or our city, we need God and we need the Bible, we need God and we need the Bible now. These are difficult days in which we live. These are perilous times. So we invite you to come and get a real blessing, an inspiration from the Word of God as you study the Word of God in the Sunday school hour and worship with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our new location, 14 acres, just adjoining the Fort Worth State School property, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, near the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. We're looking forward to our building and our enlargement in the days to come. In the meantime, we would be happy to have you today to come and worship with us in the Sunday school hour to study God's Word and worship through the day at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we'd be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Amazing Grace. And I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, at verse 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today again for this marvelous privilege to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for everyone who has tuned our way today. And it would be our prayer that as this gospel reaches out in the Metroplex, that it might bless and thrill and inspire and challenge and encourage many hearts today. And may a miracle of grace be worked in many lives in this hour, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, at verse 17, these words, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Grace and truth by Jesus Christ. Amazing grace. One of the favorite hymns of all time is Amazing Grace. It was written by John Newton, and the words go like this. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My, how grateful we ought to be today for the amazing grace of God. And if ever there were a monument of God's grace, it was John Newton. John Newton was a slave trader, sailing the high seas, plying his trade. It is said that on a stormy night, after many long years, his mother and daddy having prayed for him, that John Newton trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and was gloriously saved. For some 40 years after that, he preached the gospel of redeeming grace. He wrote his own epitaph, which reads as follows: John Newton, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy. What a note, a triumphant note, a marvel, a monument of the grace of God. And my friend, every precious soul, every member of Adam's race who has ever been redeemed is a monument of God's grace. If you're saved today, you are a marvel of the grace of God. And my friend, if you're not saved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never tasted to see that the Lord is good, if you have never drunk from that wonderful cup of salvation, I bid you today to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and permit God to work a miracle of amazing grace in your life. That word amazing means, according to Webster, fantastic. So we could say it's the fantastic grace of God. Someone has defined grace as the unmerited favor of God. Another said, grace is something for nothing. And still another defined grace like this: God has picked us up out of the middle of nothing and put us down in the middle of everything. And my friend, that's precisely what God has done. God has picked us up out of sin and ruin and put us down right in the middle of His love, right in the middle of all of His blessings, and right in the middle of the great economy of grace. And this is the grace of God. Amazing grace. I want to talk to you about several things pertaining to grace today. First of all, we would note that the grace of God is powerful enough to save our souls. My friend, there's but one way of salvation. Oh, I know that men have tried many ways, but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We read in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If you are ever saved, if you are ever redeemed, if your sins are ever forgiven, if you ever go to heaven, it will be not by your works, not by your goodness, not by your righteousness, but by the amazing grace of God. Paul put it this way in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, God's grace is powerful enough to save your soul, whatever your life is or has been. Trust your soul in God's hands, and by His amazing grace, He will save you right now. And then we would note further that God's grace is great enough to encompass all our sins. We read in Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Your sins are not too great for God today. Your life is not too dark and vile and corrupt and violent and sinful, but what God, by His marvelous, amazing grace, can encompass all your sins. It doesn't matter what you've done. Oh, but somebody said, "Preacher, you don't know my life. You don't know how deeply in sin I've gone." No, I do not. But I can assure you of this. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin and unrighteousness. You see, no problem is too complicated for God. No sin is too vile for Him. No life is too marred or scarred or stained, but what the grace of God can encompass all your sins. Then here's a happy note. The grace of God is sufficient enough to see us through all of our trials. I'm speaking to someone now who is undergoing a tremendous trial. The crisis of your life is upon you. Perhaps a Gethsemane in your life, a difficult problem, a runaway daughter, a straying son, a broken heart, a broken home, a disturbed mind, a marriage that's on the rocks, many discouragements, many problems, many trials, many heartaches, many disappointments. But my friend, God's grace is sufficient for you in this hour. Let me give you the word of the Apostle Paul. Paul said, "I had a thorn in the flesh, and three times I prayed for God to remove it." Now, we don't know what that problem was, but it must have been terribly severe. It bothered Paul. It disturbed Paul's life, and he asked God to remove it. And God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And I want to report to you in this hour that God's grace is sufficient for you. It doesn't matter what the problem is. It doesn't matter what the difficulty might be. It really doesn't matter how impossible the situation of your life seems. I want to report to you, it is not impossible. It may seem to be impossible. It may seem to be hopeless. But remember this, with God, nothing is impossible. And the grace of God can see you right through all of your problems. Remember this, God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through. For God is still on His throne. His grace is sufficient for your need, your problem, your difficulty, your suffering in this moment. If you'll just trust Him, you'll hear that voice coming through by the Holy Spirit, "My grace is sufficient for you." We note further that God's grace is wise enough to teach us all that we need to know. I read in Titus chapter 2 at verse 11. "For the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, you know what that verse says about God's grace? It says that God's grace saves us. It says that God's grace has appeared to all men, and that means you. It says that God's grace will teach you how to live. And more importantly, God's grace will teach you how to die. God's grace will tell you how to live soberly, righteously, godly, Christ-like in this hour and in this day and in this age. All you need to know about how to live for God is revealed by the Holy Spirit in the grace of God. The Word of God contains God's wisdom, and the grace of God brings that to you. And not only that, it teaches you to look for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, "Unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." There's something else about the grace of God you need to know. The grace of God is strong enough to preserve you until the day of the coming of Christ. Oh, so many people today are saying, "I wonder if I'm going to be able to hold out." Well, I'll tell you, no, you cannot hold out. But Jesus Christ is doing the holding. Jesus Christ did the saving, and Jesus Christ does the preserving. He does the keeping. It's not up to you to hold out. It's not up to you to hold on. It's up to you to simply trust the finished work of Christ. And the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You have no worry, my friend. You have nothing to fret about. If your faith is anchored in Christ, if you are saved, you are saved forever. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Once in Christ forever, nothing from his love my soul can sever. The grace of God can preserve you until the moment that our Lord Jesus Christ appears to receive you unto himself. This is the amazing grace of our great God. It's fantastic. It's magnificent. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. It is indeed amazing grace. I have this footnote, and then I should be through. The grace of God is accessible enough for you to reach out and grasp it this moment. Paul writes in Hebrews 4, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That is your written guarantee that God's grace is accessible enough for you, wherever you are this moment, to reach out by faith and embrace the amazing grace of God. I trust you'll do it, even in this hour, and may the Lord bless you as you do. Write to us this week. Tell us what you've done. Tell us how God has spoken to your heart, and how you've trusted Christ, and how you've been encouraged by listening to this broadcast today. As we conclude the broadcast, we remind you once again it would be our joy to have you come and study the Bible in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock and worship with us at 11 this morning and 7 this evening at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you come and visit with us today. So, until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.